Words Appear, an Apple Original. In New York City, snow falls over the lit up Brooklyn Bridge at dusk. A giant golden M and C appear around the city. A golden title appears, Mariah's Christmas. The magic continues. On a stage, men in black tuxedos and women in beige flowing dresses dance in and out of each other's embrace in dim light. A spotlight rises on Khalid in a red jacket seated on steps behind them.
The days are cold, here amidst the drifts of snow. Just a metaphor of us, so many Christmases ago. We had our love so deep, like the joy this season brings. So let's fall in love again, it's Christmas time.
Mariah Carey appears.
And every Christmas I'll be there. This time of year we're both aware. We gotta fall in love again at Christmas time. And all the angels in the candle's glow, I'm awake, but no one knows. Just waiting patiently to hear the sleigh bells jingle. There they go. And while the northern star lights the way, I dream of them. So let's fall in love again this Christmas night.
In a red suit and choir singers in vibrant red robes stride onto the stage.
Not that hard to find.
something we do, not something we say. This holiday season, let's give love away.
A bespectacled man stands in front of two Christmas trees.
Wow. And now, walking off stage after an incredible performance of a brand new single for the holiday season, Fall in Love at Christmas, it is the global icon. At home, she's a loving mother. To the rest of us, she's one of the world's greatest artists. But this time every year, she wears a different crown as the undisputed queen of Christmas. It ain't official until she calls it. So tonight on Apple TV Plus, we celebrate the season with the one, the only, Mariah Carey. Here we are again.
Here we are.
Merry Christmas, Merry Magical Merry Christmas.
Merry Magical Christmas,
and happy
yes.
holidays. This is a wonderful queendom that you've created once again, and here we are just surrounded by music and by creativity. I kind of want to remind both of us where we were a year ago.
Well, I mean, it was really tough trying to put everything together for the Christmas special last year.
Yeah, you put so much heart and soul into that. Did you watch it last Christmas? Did you watch it with the family?
Of course, we watched it. It was fun. I mean, the kids were there.
Yeah.
It was a whole moment. It was really, even my dogs were there. This year we couldn't bring the dogs. I don't know, there was some drama with a permit or some nonsense.
The dogs liked me. I met the
dogs. They love you.
Yeah, they like.
Saying you couldn't pull through for the dogs?
I tried, they wouldn't let them on set.
Oh,
I wanted the dogs here.
Molly is so mad.
He's not happy.
Cha-Cha will never forgive you.
They're so your dogs.
They are.
So your dogs. What are some of your fondest memories of last year?
I ended up doing this project called The Butterfly Lounge where I wrote this song, Fall in Love at Christmas, because my band was all based out of Atlanta, so we were there writing new songs. And Kirk Franklin came in and he just kind of listened to it and vibed with it and took it home and did what he does, which is his magic. So it's just a fun, what I would call a love song. It's like a Christmas love song.
Yeah.
And it's about
people.
This time. I feel like it's about what we're going through.
That lyric at the end that Kirk says, you know, more than ever before, loves to be something we do, not something we say. This holiday, let's give love away.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful sentiment.
It gave me chills when I first heard it. And I was just so excited that we have this moment to perform it together. The single is out. You know, sometimes these collaborations happen and they're cool for the moment, but sometimes they're like meant to be. And I really love the journey the song takes you on from love song to spirituality and world.
How was performing it tonight?
And like the band is incredible.
Yeah.
I personally, like the blessing that I take from this moment is that I was able to get back to the singer-songwriter of it all rather than like schlepping around the world. No offense to schlepping, but
you've schlepped.
And we'll schlep again, maybe, in a fun way.
Yeah.
But no, this is
so many Easter eggs in this conversation. This is the best Mariah Carey interview ever. Within 10 seconds, you were like, I'm making new music. Within 5 minutes, I may do some schlepping.
They know what I mean. It's never schlepping when the fans are there. That's the goal.
100%.
You know what I mean? But it's been cool to be able to sit back and go, I want to write something new. To create, to produce, to write, to do all the things that I really love doing and with such amazing musicians.
I got to ask you how the book has influenced that, because when we spoke last year, we talked about space, remember?
Yeah.
We talked about freeing up a lot of the energy that you hold on to.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that would influence the music, influence the art.
Yes.
Has it?
I believe so, yeah. The goal is to emancipate that little girl, little Mariah, my little girl self. And so I think a lot of that really did happen. A lot of healing happened during that. And it's been really cool because we've been filming the whole time. So it's like, it's so not this moment of glamour.
Yeah.
It's behind the scenes, writing, whatever. Mutley and Cha-Cha are there. The kids make
sweatpants, hoodies.
No, you think I'm lying?
No,
but I don't know if I'm
in
sweatpants and hoodies. Definitely PJs. That's been my COVID attire.
I think this is the first time I've put anything that clings on for 18 months.
Yeah,
I was
I'm
planning
not used
on,
to the shoes anymore.
Seriously, what are we doing here?
I'm just here to bring joy to the world.
And you do that. One of the great moments in the Mariah Carey Magical Christmas Special is this anthem, All I Want for Christmas Is You, and the performance that you did. What was your goal with that timeless song? What did you want to really bring out of it for the special?
Well, I feel like because we were all just going through so much, and I just wanted that song to uplift people. I really felt like I was on a mission. Like, I can't not celebrate Christmas with the world.
And guess what?
Mm-hmm.
This year, All I Want for Christmas Is You is now certified diamond.
I don't know, the song itself matters to me on a level that goes beyond like the sales and the all those other things, because I've grown to love it more. I've grown to be able to be like, okay, you know, I'm listening to it for the love of the song.
Yeah.
I used to sit there and listen to it when I first wrote it and recorded it and pick it apart and go, ugh, why did I keep that? Why did I do this? You know, I do that. But
of course,
it's become a thing where I think I appreciate it in the same way that people who aren't me, who like the song, appreciate it.
How do you get yourself into a space in the studio where you're able to listen to these songs that have been sung for generations and do it in a way that feels really authentic to you?
I have to have decorations. So I had this room fully decorated downstairs in the house. Mm-hmm. Then, I don't know, whoever was doing the tree, they were totally bleak and they took the tree down. And I was like, really? They're gonna take my tree down?
Who takes a tree down?
Some Scrooge, whatever. And I was like, now they want me to finish the song. How am I supposed to do it? So luckily,
Christmas is closed for business.
There you go.
There you go.
You could start that one. But I had my blanket that's like my new Christmas merch. And I was like, let me put that in there. So I put it in the studio and put it on my doggy and my little plush toy. And I was like, okay, I guess I can look at that. These are beautiful.
They are beautiful. Well, I wanted to ask you whether or not these meet your standard of tree decoration.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yes.
Because there are do's and don'ts.
Well, I would have had butterflies on it if I had been able to come here a day before with my art director's hat on and just kind of like
a little reverse engineering.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I have no problem doing that. But what can I do? I can't put these thoughts in people's minds.
You can come and take the tree away. I have to ask a cheeky question because, gosh darn it, you've dropped enough hints. You've dropped enough hints.
Yes.
Are we hopeful we're going to hear something new from you sooner rather than later?
Are we hopeful? I can't speak for anyone but me. I'm working. I'm in the studio. Right. Yeah, I have another project that I'm very excited about. I don't want to say because then people are like, who is it and whatever, but already some people that are just, it's like been a lifelong dream to work with. So,
wow.
Yeah.
This incredible event that you've created for the ages, it's going to be around forever. One thing always really stood out to me, which was that you got to share a moment in that with your kids.
I know.
How special was that?
No, it was the best, because forever we'll have that memory together.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But by the way, they are here and they're very patient, so they wanted to come say hi to you.
Hey. I
rock and roll! Here's Miss Monroe.
Nice to meet you.
And Rockstar.
Nice to meet you.
Look at the back, but we have to discuss this.
Look at this.
Come on.
It comes with the merch game, the hoodies. Oh, wow, the fit is awesome. You're on brand, the oversized.
Yes.
It's great to meet you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Your favorite time of year? Like, hands down, the best time of the year?
Yes, yes, definitely.
Yay.
Oh, and it's like number tunes.
No, it every year, I just have to say, I enjoy it maybe more than them, but I don't know. Do you guys have fun every year, or do I have more fun?
I think
we all have the same amount of fun.
Personally, I think I have, like, I love Christmas.
We all have fun.
Yay!
We
come
all
on! That is the best.
Last year, he woke us all up at 6 a.m. to open presents.
And I was still up.
Good man.
From...
I couldn't sleep. I was too excited.
I wasn't like, blame you.
Because when I was trying to go to the kitchen, I saw a bunch of presents, and I was like, ooh, I'm ready. And I'm like, guys, I can't sleep. And then like,
were you mad at your brother for waking you up?
No, I was like, thanks, bro.
Let's go. Hey, I love that you guys came and hung out with us. Thank you for helping us. Mariah, kids,
thank
great
you,
to
same.
See you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Can I go up with these guys?
Yeah, please.
You're kicking me out, right? We're done?
Beat it.
Thank you, Zane.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Before we go, Mariah Carey has something very special for us tonight. She's returning to the stage to perform a real fan favorite for the holiday season, Christmas, Baby Please Come Home. Thank you so much for watching. As always, it's so much fun spending any time with the Queen of Christmas. And you can too, simply by watching Mariah Carey's magical Christmas special right now on Apple TV Plus. And our final performance of the evening, once again, the one and only Mariah Carey, Christmas, Baby Please Come Home.
On stage, a man in white plays piano. Dancers wear top hats and hold canes. Female dancers wear white leotards and sheer skirts. the back of the stage. Mariah stands center stage in a rose gold sequin dress. Dancers raise their canes in the air and circle her. Their hats. They get down on one knee. Golden words appear. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
From Mariah. Credits appear. Directed by Joseph Kahn. Credits continue. Copyright 2021 Apple Video Programming LLC. All rights reserved. Copyright 2021 Apple Video Programming LLC. All rights reserved. Apple Video Programming LLC is the author or owner of this cinematographic or audiovisual work for the purposes of Article 15(2) of the Berne Convention and all national laws giving effect thereto. Any unauthorized use may result in civil and criminal penalties. The characters and incidents portrayed and the names used herein are fictitious, and any similarity to the name, character, or history of any person living or dead is entirely coincidental and unintentional. This film has been described by Pixelogic Media, voiced by Tansy Alexander.